she had eight. But there must have been a lot of funny things happening in those days and times.
Your father was a carpenter. Was there a place where he would store his tools?
Oh, yeah. And he didn't want, they told me that he didn't want anybody to bother his tools. And he was, they told me he's strict, and he said that it's a good thing he didn't live long enough. Said he'd have whipped you every day of your life. They told me I was a spoiled. I said, well, I couldn't have it. I couldn't have it because I was spoiled. But said he was very strict, and he had a lot of good tools. But now what went with his tools? There are about three or four houses still standing out there that he helped build. And you see, he's been dead. Died when I was 5 and 6 when I now. And this is 81. What's that? 70 what?
76.
And I would love to know, I had a brother though that was a good carpenter. He lived in the Delta. He took after him. He may have gotten this boy's, he may have gotten my son, my brother may have gotten his tools because he was a good carpenter. He made a lot of stuff down in Belzona.
Oh.
Did at Belzona.
What'd you call that?
Belzona, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am, I know where that is.
In Belzona. Well, he lived
about
there.
About 100 miles from here, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He lived there for years.
Yeah. You got the old
key. Well, you know what we had.
What'd you call them?
Huh?
What'd you call that?
We called them Privis. P-R-I-V-I-E-S. Privis. And we always had a Sears Roebuck catalog there. Now, listen, when you got an old Sears Roebuck catalog, they boxed them in, and that was, I never remember cleaning theirs out, but I have cleaned them out, and that wasn't a good job.
Could you tell me about some of the buildings that y'all have?
Yes, we had I remember my daddy had a big corn crib and shed on each side, and that was where he never did have anything but a wagon. We went on a wagon, and we would either put chairs or benches in that wagon. And he made a little step up for us to step up in the wagon, you know, and he made a little thing that step up that he could pick it up and put it in the wagon, and when we got where we was going, he'd put it down, and we'd walk out of the wagon. We'd step down, wouldn't have to step so. But now my brother-in-law, when we went there, he had a survey that we rode in, but I never did remember anything but a wagon at my daddy's house.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, where'd you store all your, say, your hay on the farm?
That was where they put in those sheds. And they always had cows to milk, and they always had hogs to kill. They kept that. And as I said, of all those children, I never remember being hungry in my life. So, and I don't imagine we were, because they were good providers. That was the day. That's what you said in that day, good provider.
Did you have a building where you keep all the horses or animals?
Uh-huh, sheds. I don't know how many sheds I had. That's stalls. Yeah, just kept them in the winter.
Did you ever have a barn?
Oh yeah, well, the sheds they called them. But we didn't have big barns then. That we had more or less, we'd have a big corn crib where you'd keep your corn, and up over it you'd keep your hay, or then you'd have it shedded all around. And you see, you could feed the cows, you know, and well, you wouldn't have to take it so far out. Because if they didn't have, keep over three or four, just enough for milk. I'm sure they had to keep at least four for the milk.
How
do
y'all get your hay up there?
Man, I reckon they're strong now they lifted it up. Well, they didn't bale it, child. They had to put it up there with a pitchfork. It was loose. And then again, they stacked it a lot in the fields. They'd have one field over here fenced off, and they'd put a tree, maybe a post, and they'd pile it up around that post.